them richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them a plan to beat and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, when them think and thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only way. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and business. But when them think and think go the people way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead. But when them think and think go the people way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way. But a small price to be paid. They think they're red-feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. But when they think them thing go the people way, one day them dead, them not that day. Oh, when them think them thing goes another way, one day them dead, them not that day.
Greetings, greetings, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement. Kingdom of God, Queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and Queendom of Islam right here, right now on this earth. Thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program for the recording date of Sunday, December the 8th, 2013. Know the system. Understand the system. Understand that we are to join ourselves to the refugees. Those who have been robbed of their land, their wealth, and their resources. Those who have been disenfranchised, disconnected, disinherited of their land, their wealth, their resources. African sisters and brothers find themselves robbed of their land, wealth, and resources. Robbed of everything. Becoming refugees. Borders closing down in Africa. Israel caused it. America caused it. Britain caused it. And so the refugees, they say, let's go to Israel. Certainly we'll find some love in Israel. Certainly we will find democracy. Certainly we will find a heart in Israel willing to help. We read about Israel in the Bible. Little do they know that this modern day Israel is not the Israel of your Bible. This modern day ruling class European Jewish person, the ruling class, they are descendants of those old Indo-European Hyksos that enslaved our African Kemet Egyptian ancestors that Moses fought in that day and time. So the ruling class of Israel are these wicked ones, the ruling class and ruling families, these beholden to the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers. So when the black man and woman, African man and woman and children get to Israel, they find racism. They find hatred. Now let me begin by saying there are some European Jewish men and women who are not going for this madness and are standing for the black man and woman and the African. But there are many poor working class European men and women who are ignorant of the reality that their own elites in government, in power, are destroying them as well as the Arabs, as well as the Palestinian Muslim and Christian, as well as the African Hebrews and these African immigrants. And so you when you see these videos, and I want to take my sweet time explaining this because I am angry at us for just bending over backwards for Israel and not wanting to tell the truth of the wickedness and the racism and the hatred in Israel. You're not hearing this in the church. You're not hearing this in the mosque. You're not hearing this in the cathedral, in the temples, in the synagogues. Why not turning a blind eye? Jesus, Yahshua said, see, take the eye salve, put it on your eyes and see this reality. Join on to, live by ourselves with the refugee. Turn our tithe of income and mind and wisdom and words of our mouths to defend the oppressed and the refugees and the fatherless and the widows. So, poor working class European Jewish men and women who are ignorant of the system, who don't see, they talk hatred on the black man and woman, hatred on the African, and they call us disease and cancer that must be rooted out of Israel. And they go on raids and they accost and assault verbally and physically black people, African people, Sudanese and other Africans. And you see them berating, denigrating, and verbally and physically destroying our African sisters and brothers, talking about go back to Africa. Do they not realize that Israel is in Northeast Africa? Some say the border goes all the way to the Euphrates and the whole of Mesopotamia. Some say the border goes beyond that region. So Israel is Northeast Africa. Then you hear in these videos, anti-Africa racism in Israel, and the racism report, anti-Africa racism in Israel. This second one is a United Nations video. Michael Blumenthal, David Sheen. If I've said their names incorrectly, I will correct it in my summary page. But you see government officials talking hatred against the African, saying they want to take all Africans out of Israel, calling them refugees, calling them infiltrators. We can go anywhere on the planet that we desire. We are human beings. We are citizens of the universe. No border should be put up to keep us out of anywhere on the planet. We are the original people of the planet. Have no right, no right, no right whatsoever. So you see, Knesset, government, Israeli government officials saying we're cancer. You see statements from rabbis, so-called religious teachers. And I got to get to this Quran. But before we are finished with these sessions for the date of December the 8th, we're going to get to the Quran as well. And we're going to teach the truth from Bible and Quran. But you see rabbis talking hatred and racism, calling us disease and cancer, and that we all must be gotten rid of and taken out. What is the fear? You see a government official talking about they have to keep Israel majority Jewish, which really means majority white. See, people don't know the connection between Israel and eugenics. Eugenicism. The idea that black and brown and red and yellow and poor working class whites are genetically inferior. You see, it was people who believe in eugenics that created Israel to continue to kill and destroy black, brown, red, yellow, and poor working class white. So this government official, says, no way in the world can Israel stay majority Jewish if all these Africans keep coming into Israel. So they have to get them all out of Israel. You see Benjamin Netanyahu, hypocrite, talking about, you see, in other places, he talks about, what's that fella? Used to be president of Iran. Ahmadinejad. They falsely accuse Ahmadinejad of saying that European Jews should be wiped off the map. Lies. The man said that Israel, paraphrasing, Israel as is, as a wicked as a wicked system must be removed into the pages of history. He's talking about a wicked system in Israel. And that's what we are talking about. No one is calling for the extermination of Jewish people. We are not wicked like that. So Netanyahu lying on Ahmadinejad, angry that Obama wouldn't just punk out and totally bend and bow and not strike a deal with Iran. Netanyahu saying that Iran wants to develop nuclear weapons. Iran says they only want nuclear energy. They have a right. I don't believe in weapons, but they have a right to weapons and energy. Everybody else has it. Israel has enough nuclear weapons. America, enough nuclear weapons. Britain, enough nuclear weapons. I don't believe in weapons. I don't believe in warfare and bloodshed. But hypocritical to tell Iran they can't have what Israel has, what America has, what Britain has. And Netanyahu, angry that Barack, who has done everything that they asked him to do, but he went ahead and cut a peaceful deal. We are happy that there is not an escalation into outright warfare and bloodshed against Iran. The America, Britain, and Israel locked Iran down in economic slavery, freezing Iranian monies all over the place. So this peaceful deal says, Iran, you get your money. Iran, you can sell your oil. Saudi Arabia angry because they want to control oil. Israel angry. They want to control gas and oil. In Golden Heights, there is new oil reserves, gas reserves, natural gas reserves ready to be exploited by Israel. Golden Heights, stolen land from Syria. That's another problem. So Israel, House of Rothschild, wanting to exploit gas in Golden Heights, not wanting Iran to be able to distribute their oil, control of land, wealth, and resources. So all this wicked hypocrisy going on. And at the same time, Benjamin Netanyahu is in Israel talking against African people, talking against black people, talking against the refugee situation that they, Israel, helped to cause, saying that he wants to round up all the infiltrators and all the refugees and drive them out of Israel. Government officials talking about concentration camps, internment camps. Did you know that Israel, among all the industrialized nations of the earth, is building the biggest and grandest internment concentration camp ever built? To do what? To put all black people, all African refugees in those internment concentration camps, probably to kill many and deport all. It's terrible. We got to open our eyes. We've got to see this reality. We have to understand the system. We have to be unafraid to tell the truth about what is going on in the earth, in the world. And so we see all manner of raids and all manner of attacks against African people and black people with the idea of putting them all in these concentration camps, in these internment camps. and who's talking about it? Hardly anyone. I accidentally ran across this information. So we have to open our eyes and see and understand the system and call the hypocrites for who they are. Now, Quran. Quran. Chapter 6, verse 87. We ran through a whole lot of names of the sons of Abraham who represent attributes and characteristics that are in the universe, that are in the human family. And we are reminded of Atum, calling forth Nun and Nonet, calling forth Ha and Ha-het, calling forth the names of Kuk and Kaket, calling forth the names of Amun and Amanet, yet in the waters of Nun, and then coming out of the waters of Nun. So we are Atum, and calling forth the names of Solomon and Job and David and Jacob and Isaac and Noah and Joseph and Moses, and Aaron, and Zacharias, and Elias, and Ishmael, and Elisha, and Jonah, and Lot, and Jesus. Calling forth those names, examining the definitions of those names. Why are we calling forth the names, O Allah, Father, O Allah, Mother? Because there is turbulence. There is disorder in creation in the universe. There is disorder in the human family. Men and women, boys and girls at each other's throats. Africans at the throats of Europeans, at the throats of the United States of North Americans, at the throats of Southern Americans, at the throats of Mexicans, at the throats of Hispanola. I'm reminded of Haiti and Dominican Republic. You have Haitian sisters and brothers suffering because of colonialism and exploitation. You have Clinton down in Haiti creating infrastructure for further sweatshop, slave shop labor. You have sisters and brothers in Haiti, what? Disenfranchised, disconnected from the land, wealth, and resources. You had the former president that was kidnapped, ready to connect the people to gold and other resources in the water off the coast of Haiti. And then you had the coup. George W. Bush kidnapped the man. Jean-Bertrand Aristide kidnapped Jean-Bertrand Aristide and then emplaced his own government. And the government today is yet under the sway of the European powers and the Western powers. And Clinton is there to continue to facilitate slave, sweatshop labor. So the men and women in Haiti disconnected. And so they traveled to the Dominican Republic. And the Dominican Republic, the sisters and brothers are black. They're from Africa. Some of them are a little lighter skinned than Haiti, than the Africans in Haiti. Haiti controlled by France. Dominica was controlled, what was it, by, I think, Portugal or Spain. And so because of language differences from Europe, you have Dominican black people disconnected from the black man and woman in Haiti. And so you find these two African peoples at each other's throats. Dominicans are stripping black people from Haiti of their citizenship in Dominica and sending them back to Haiti into a terrible situation. And so we see that we are at each other's throats, forgetting that we are all human beings and that we are all victims of slavery, colonialism, exploitation. All we have to do is read and see and look into history, understand history, understand the system, understand colonialism, slavery, exploitation, divide and conquer. Understand that all of us are human beings and that we must come together, stand together, fight alongside each other. And so we call forth these names so that we can go into the definitions of these names and so that we can bring order to a turbulent situation, order to a chaotic creation, order to a chaotic universe, order to the chaotic and turbulent human family and the conditions of mankind on this earth. The last part of verse 87 in the Quran of chapter 6 says, we made to excel the people. Now what I want to do is punch up Allah. Let me see now, how do I get to Allah? I have to get to Allah, sisters and brothers. Oh man, I have to get to Allah. I'm trying to get to Allah. Because Allah, one of the definitions is God. Let me see. In the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, I'm trying to find Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms. Wow. Esther, here we go. Psalms. Psalm 82 and 6. Ye are all gods, children of the Most High. Let's see. The Most High is Elohim, 5945. Hebrew size, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. And the root of that is Allah, 5927. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Now, look at this. We made to excel the people. And each one of them, we made to excel the people. All those names that we named. Why these names excel the people? Why these names Allah the people? Because the people are in need of those names. And the definitions of those names all have to do with truth and justice and righteousness and knowledge and wisdom and understanding and health and wealth and prosperity and liberation and deliverance. And so these names excel. These names, Allah, ooh, these names excel the people. These names cause the people to excel. See, we the masses of the poor, working class, black, brown, red, and yellow are in need of being able to tap into the power that is laden within our spiritual, mental, moral, and physical structure so that we can overcome, overpower, and excel beyond the power and grip of this wicked world system of capitalism, privatized and parasitic. Meaning, this capitalist system is in the hands of a few wealthy people. Oligarchy is the few. Plutocracy is the wealthy. So it's plutocratic and oligarchic. The few wealthy control all the land, wealth, and resources. They control the media. They control education. They control the multinational corporations. They control the Senate and the Congress and the United States Treasury and the whole government of the United States of North America. So they control the information and they have influence. They use sports to control. They use music and entertainment and TV to control. They use radio to control, all manner of ways through education to control, through religion to control. And so we have to excel. We have to excel the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We have to excel the system. We have to go into all of these names that we went into. Go into the definitions and know that all of these names represent attributes and characteristics that are within our construct. So that by going into the definitions and knowing that these definitions are within us, we can excel. Now it says, we made to excel. Who is the we, Muslim? The we is plural. But Allah is one. Allah is the universe. But the universe is made of many. The universe is made of atoms and protons and neutrons and electrons and molecules. So we are many. Many, but we are one Allah. But who is the we? The we is Allah, the Father, and Allah, the Mother. Ashadu Allah, Ilaha il. Allah, that's Mother Allah and Father Allah. Bismillah, Bismillah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. In the name of our Mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Sacred masculine Allah and sacred feminine Allah working together to give birth to the universe, creation, life, truth, justice, and righteousness, and give birth to these names that hold attributes and characteristics that need to be awakened within our construct. This understanding will cause us to excel the people, propel the people, cause the people to excel the wicked system and go beyond, above, and beyond the grip and influence of this wicked system. And then we will be able to see, to come together, join on to each other, and cause the whole of humanity to own the land, wealth, and resources, own the means of production, own, have ownership in the universe. Now, Allah, 5927. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, means, is defined as to go up, to ascend, to climb. And one of the definitions is also to excel, to be superior to. See, the wicked ruling class say we are inferior, oppress us, suppress us, denigrate us, destroy us, strip us naked. But when we clothe ourselves with truth and justice and righteousness and the light of wisdom, overstanding, the light of knowledge and wisdom, we are tapping into the universe to go up over the system, to rise like a natural phenomenon, a natural occurrence that we examine it. And it becomes amazing and a miracle to spring up, grow, shoot forth like vegetation. To go up and come up of animals. These are definitions of Allah. So we examine the world of animals, understand attributes and characteristics of animals, and understand these are attributes from the Most High that we tap into, that we may Allah, that we may excel, that we may rise up and become superior to this wicked system of death, hell, and destruction, that we may grow like vegetation. How does vegetation grow? The light from the sun. The sun in the African Hebrew, masculine and feminine. The light is feminine. And by synthesis of the energy of light, vegetation grows because of that life that is in the rays and light of the sun, and then water from the sky. And the water is the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, that eternal life energy. So this is the Allah. This is how we excel. So we say Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Hele'i, Selassie'i, Jah people.